My name is Emma Griffiths and I'm a Union Welfare Officer. My main interests are around disability and enabling equality. I've been involved in the Students with Disabilities Forum for the past 3 years and I'm also now in my final year as a student. By bringing together a small group of students, we were able to talk freely about their experiences and expectations of higher education. We started by talking about that first year, getting around, meeting new people. What was it like?
Yeah, I think when I first came up, it was like my mum and dad came up with me and tried to sort of, they stayed like the weekend. And that was quite weird because although I didn't want them to go because I was scared that I didn't actually know how I was going to do everything, I actually needed them to go because that everyone else in my flat was sort of getting on and I wasn't integrating with them how I should. And in the end, like, my mum was like, right, you're going to go out tonight and we're going to stay here. You have to sort of find your own ways of doing things.
I think that's definitely true, that you find different ways of doing the same things that other people do.
Yeah, but like certain things just take longer. And like I rely on my chair. When it breaks, I'm a bit stuck.
It's definitely harder in your first year because you don't know what's available, and you get thrown in and you've got to immediately learn where rooms are because obviously you've got to be at the lecturers, and then you've got to learn all about Blackboard because otherwise you haven't got your lecture notes. Mm. And so you haven't got the time to spend learning about the services that are available to support you, and you gradually begin to hear about them.
I came really for like the independence, to prove to myself that I could live on my own. And then like I found it quite hard because I'm not one that settles in with people not quickly, but my first year I had doubts and I was like, and I didn't really know anyone, so it was quite hard. But second year, like, the more I got involved with the union kind of things and met people, the more settled I felt. And the more I could, like, I didn't have time to concentrate on, I want to be at home. So it just felt easier. And as time's gone on, I've just got more involved. And I
felt quite disadvantaged in my first year because the learning contract that we have is quite a good support. But I wasn't set up for that until halfway through the second semester. So you're kind of running on your own two feet. And like Kimberly said, if you don't want your parents or your friends to go away, but actually they need to, and you've got to really force yourself to do things.
It'd be quite hard, and like if you had parents like that were a bit more sort of money cuddle you,
yeah,
that would be even harder. If you, like my mum's just like, get on with it, not in the last way, but just so that you do.
Yeah.
How do you feel like your parents talking to your tutors?
Don't mind it really. It's good to suddenly know what I'm like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you like your parents to talk to your tutors?
Then I think doing that, it makes you feel like you're back at school. It depends how the tutors see it. See, I don't have a problem with that, but it just depends on how they see it. Whether they see it like you're not capable of talking for yourself, or whether they see it that you just need that first little bit of help.
Because that sounds like more just speaking like what you want to say, but he's doing it for you.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was like proper parent role where they came in, then it would make you look really incapable if they were always talking to your lecturers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like about your work.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen anyway because they're not going to let it.
No.
Cause it's all confidential anyway, isn't it?
Let's move on to group work. What did the group of students think about the way that lecturers set out this way of learning? Is it effective? Did it make the students' life at university more difficult having to work with others?
I think group work's good because you sort of work with people. Yeah, you like the way you sort of integrate with people.
Yeah, you get to meet new people.
And you sort of, it proves to them that you're just the same sort of thing.
Yeah, and helps people to know who you are as a person.
And on the academic side, it can be a pain. Mm. You're not in total control. You don't know who's going to turn up when you meet or arrange meetings. You don't know how a presentation's going to go because it depends how much effort everyone puts in.
Yeah.
And like there just seems to be loads of emphasis on group work, mm-hmm. which is good in the first year, in a way, because you are getting to know people.
And it gives you confidence as well, doesn't it?
And how long do you work with the same group for?
3 to 4 weeks. Classwork varies really from like depends who's in the seminars.
What does that feel like, getting to know the groups and things?
Yeah, getting to know the people and letting new people get to know me, yeah.
Is it better at the beginning of the group work or at the
end?
Well,
in the middle. Same middle, yeah.
Why is the middle?
Well, you got a chance to know them more, yeah.
That's good.
Well, that's why, like, if it's presentations, hardly anyone likes presentations.
Mm-hmm.
That could be slightly harder if you lack, obviously it is harder if you lack confidence. But once you've done it, it's quite good, isn't it? Because you feel like you've achieved, and do you feel like you can go and do another one or not?
Not really, no. Just glad it's over.
Being familiar with your surroundings is an important part of beginning university. We got onto the subject of learning environment and different campuses. What was it like getting to lectures, finding rooms?
Then, like, if people say they want to meet at Collegiate, I'm like, oh God, I don't want to, because it means getting a taxi to have drinks and stuff. Whereas City, as I'm living in City campus, it's quite convenient. And like you've got all the pubs that are like on your doorstep.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Everything's more in the same place than it is at Collegiate.
Yeah, you don't really get that lost at all. Like know where things are.
Although the town's quite long, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think. Like if you want to get one thing from, say you want two things but they're like at different ends of the town.
Yeah.
Like really annoying.
Yeah, and also like
you don't quite know which one to pick. Some lecturers though, they finish like 10 minutes before.
Yeah.
Or start 5-10 minutes later.
That's true, yeah.
But a lot of the time you do go in and you're like just late.
Yeah.
And they like look at you as if saying but
also it's challenging, you've got like note taker as well.
Yeah.
I can remember when I first arrived and you're trying to look around everywhere and you're trying to find the room you're meant to be in. And,
yeah.
And then it is extra embarrassing walking in late in your first
and
year.
And if
isn't
you
it?
Can't open the door or whatever, you're yeah. like, keep clambering in and you know, you just like make a big scene. Yes, I'm late.
In my experience, professional development portfolios are a puzzling process. It was hard to understand the importance of the work. No one looked at them to give any feedback, and there was rarely any guidance available for us to find the right direction to take. But what did the others think?
Does anyone know, actually? Do we have to hand anything in for that PP, whatever it's called?
Depends on your course. But usually at the end of your course, you have to hand a folder in that shows how you've developed, but that might just be mine.
Well, they keep, every so often you get an email about it, but not actually to say you've got to hand anything in, so I don't actually know.
In ours,
they better not spring that on us.
In ours, you have a folder and you gradually put more and more bits in it showing how you've developed, so like action plans and learning. You know all those learning style questionnaires that they make you do? And
mm.
Have you done any of this? They're just action plans and stuff. They gradually get you to put in, but
there's no check, there's no sort of have you done it, or you don't get to show anyone, so no one ever does it.
No, just stupid really, isn't it?
Have you ever had any lectures on it?
No, I think I did have something last year, but totally forgotten what it is.
It's a bit confusing when they use all these names for things like PDP and all that, and you know, instead of just saying,
it's simple.
Just put yeah, like simple a language. Thing, like just put something on the blackboard giving you questions, but no, it's not, it's all just bits of jargon added to it as well. Just, what's the point?
There's never been an example, has there?
No.
That's true, examples are really useful, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because then you'd be able to see where to go, and especially with PVP, because it you would never copy, because it's about your personal stuff, so.
Yeah.
But just looking at where to go, it's like when someone does an example CV or something, you can really see them, or what do I put in my CV? So with PvP and I suppose with like other things, with like assignments in your first year, it'd be really good if they said, you know, these are the kinds of things that you should be looking at.
In my CV, I had to get help from someone else because obviously I didn't get enough from my tutor. And I don't know, they seemed to be, they were actually saying like what they put in theirs and how to sort of apply to mine. Yeah. So that was really good, but I wouldn't have been able to get that from my tutor because obviously there's a whole group of people and it just wasn't available.
Yeah.
Learning styles. We all have different learning styles, and we began to discuss group work again and independent learning.
We had to do reflective learning from day one, and it was forced down our throats all day, every day, about definitely keeping diaries while we're on placement, but also when it's the academic half of the year, kind of seeing how you've progressed in group work and stuff. And I do see it as useful, because I think like I would put in, say in my first year, it was really frustrating when people didn't turn up for group work sessions. And now I've learned not to be as frustrated and to make sure like I've emailed everyone and texted everyone to check they're coming, or, you know, and it is useful to record how you're getting on, but it's quite difficult when the lecturers put so much pressure on doing that, because they want you to do that, but they also want you to write an assignment, and it's the assignment that's going to be marked. So I think it's a real shame, because there's a huge value in reflective learning for the bits that I have done, and it's amazing looking at how far you've come, but it's finding the time to do that, you know, and it'd be good if there was like, if they suggested some times to do these things, rather than piling it all on.
All lecturers have different teaching styles, and they cannot always meet students' learning needs. However, what is the impact of the lecture when you also have a disability, and does it really matter?
If they're like really passionate about their subject, which they should be, and like people that you can just feel you can not, you know, you can go to them, and they're going to give you as much of an answer as you need, and or they say, "Oh, we go and look it up." Yeah, okay, it's about independent learning, but we need guidance, and I think it's a big step coming from school, or sixth form to uni, where there's no real comparison, I don't think. I remember the first assignment, you just don't actually have a clue what you're doing. You just hand something in and it's just like, God knows what that's going to be.
Yeah, like thinking, are you going to pass, are you going to fail, or what?
Yeah, you don't know what level it's going to come out at, do you?
No.
I agree with what you said there about enthusiasm.
Yeah.
It's like, when they stand up there and they just love their subject, and you can see it all over their face, they're smiling, they go off on talks about little bits of it, and
yeah,
and it
makes about such their a difference. Backgrounds as well, I'm talking about their past lives a bit.
Yeah, and they relate it to the topics and things. That makes such a difference, instead of a lecturer coming in going, I've got to do this module because no one else can and I'm really bored.
I've got one of them at the moment.
And that doesn't help us, like, does it? Well. The lecturer that really impressed us, she was like new to the course, and she came in and delivered a lecture, and she was enthusiastic, she was open about what she didn't know, which was really good. Yeah. And then she also made the effort and went and found out the answers. So even if they were stuff to do with her topic, or if they were just things that were stressing us out, like we didn't know when an assignment was due in, if that's what you think as a student, you can't concentrate on the lecture in front of you until you've got that answer. So she'd be like, right, I'll find out, I'll put it on Blackboard and I'll tell you, and she did, and you could count on her. So it just relaxed you a lot more because there was someone you could get the answers from.
A few weeks later, we went around asking students with disabilities why they came to university.